This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome to another episode of Roaming Ramadan. We are still in Venice, Italy, in an island called Torcello Island. We just arrived now. Beautiful, mashallah, tabarakallah. As you can see, the water is just everywhere, as we described earlier. And subhanAllah, we were told that this island is inhabited by less than 10 people. Now, historically, I'm not sure the details and why this island ended up in this way, to be managed and lived only by 10 people, subhanAllah. But what came to mind when I learned this information is that, subhanAllah al-Azim, how many years or how many more years will these 10 people survive and live on this planet Earth? Because we are told in the Quran that kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, every soul shall have a taste of death. We're gonna die sooner or later. So if these 10 people on the long run passed, then who will inhabit this land? Who will actually get hold of this part of the world? Of course, the obvious answer is the government will get in charge and the government will take the land, but that's not the point. The point is the reflection that we should have as believers, as Muslims, is that subhanAllah, if this piece of land will be inhabited by others, then who will inhabit the entire planet Earth when we all die? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us back to Himself, who will inherit this planet Earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, Inna nahnu narithul arda wa man alayha wa ilayna yurja'un, that we will inherit this planet Earth and whatever is on it. Wa ilayna yurja'un, and to us is the final return. Human beings' final return is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah will question us and will put us to account about what we used to do when we inherited, when we lived, when we used to enjoy the beauty of Allah's creation, subhanAllah al-Azim. So remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, whatever you own, whatever you inherit from your parents, whatever you possess, your bank accounts, your cars, your homes, and remember, one day, all of that you're going to leave behind, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your final return. As you can see, our entire island, with its goodness, with all the khairat, all the provision, I didn't go inside yet, subhanAllah. And I'm not planning to go to, I'm a bit tired already. But an entire island, they gave us about 40 minutes to roam the island and get back to the boat behind me here. I don't know, where is the boat now? Yeah, it's over there. 45 minutes, but I'm tired. But the entire island is left for 10 people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows when will they return to Him. Likewise, the entire planet Earth one day will vanish. And everything will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So account for that day, work for that day. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon our souls when we return back to Him. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.